Okay. Next case is number 12,049, Barry Dukes II, seeking a special use exception to operate a rifle pistol range not to exceed 5 years, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Dukes Lumber Road, Road 474, approximately 1,465 feet northwest of Sycamore Road, Road 476. The 911 address is 28417 Dukes Lumber Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, Map 8, Parcel 5.04. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And staff would note that a previous approval was case number 11,031 was approved in 2012 for this project.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Barry Hughes. Second. 29091 Hammer and Chisel Drive, Long.
Okay. You wait right here. You state your name and address for the record.
Evan Rogers. 11460 Chipman's Pond Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. My name is Evan Rogers, and this is Mr. Barry Dukes, and we are the co-owners of East Coast Defense. Our business primarily focuses on firearms training. And with that being said, our request for you this evening is for a renewal for a special use exemption. The portion of the property that we're in reference to is for a shooting range. This has been used as a shooting range for the past 5 years, as Ms. Walls has mentioned. When we begin to talk about the concept of firing, discharging firearms, two concerns, two issues usually come to mind quickly. One of safety, the other is of the impact on the community. Just to give you some background on our experience, I'd like to kind of let you know where we're coming from so you don't assume that we're two guys who just watch some YouTube videos and call ourselves experts. Mr. Dukes and I both have gone through the NRA Firearms Instructors Program. We are also certified range safety officers. I've become a police officer in Sussex County for 9 years, and as such, I've been able to become a certified instructor for the law enforcement in the state of Delaware. With our range in the past 5 years, we have had no injuries to date, thank the Lord. Just kind of want to get an idea of where we're coming from when it comes to the safety aspect. The other aspect of it is impact on the community. To my knowledge, or our knowledge, we have not had any complaints or heard any issues from local residents in the area surrounding the range complaining of anything at all, so thankful for that. Another thing I could address is this is more of a, this is considered private as opposed to public, so it's not a range where people are members of a range and come in every day, check in, do some shooting, then check out on a daily basis. This is utilized for our class when we teach a class. So generally speaking, the range is used once a month, once or twice a month. So low volume of firing is what we're talking about. That's more or less the presentation we wanted to give. Again, low impact on the community. Most of the people in the area are family, so we're fortunate in that regard, but that's what we're coming here tonight for.
Okay, and now this would be for once a month? Is it Saturday, wasn't it, last time? Last
yes, sir.
Eight to four?
Yes.
That's going to be the same?
Yeah, and we requested for once a month, and in practice, we actually never held 12 classes a year. I think the most we ever held was 10.
Okay.
And this year we've only held 7, so it's used 7 Saturdays out of the year this year.
Okay. All right. So we'll start in, Mr. Mayor.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Do you have any complaints or anything in the neighborhood?
No, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Mills.
And you still want it available for one a month?
We'd like to do one a month. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good.
No other questions.
Ernie, thank you. Richard Sharp.
Yeah, referenced here that, I'm looking at the decision that was rendered in 2012. Noted here that there was, you intended to construct an earthen berm about 12 feet tall that would be modeled after NRA guidelines. Was that ever constructed?
Yes, sir, and is maintained.
And that's a considerable distance from neighboring properties?
Yes, sir.
All right, and do you believe that this won't have any adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
No, sir.
All right, and I believe before it was not for rifles or shotguns, but just for handguns. Is that still the case, or is that?
We are certified to teach pistols only.
Okay, is that what you're intending to do here then?
Just yes,
pistols?
Sir.
Okay. Are there any other structures on the property?
There is a structure now, yes. My primary residence is on the structure, or on the residence.
Okay, so there's somebody there that could watch
yes.
over this,
yes.
make sure somebody's not trespassing on it.
Yeah, we are on site at all times.
All right. And I think before, and doesn't look like that here, but it said before there was, you had testified there was some 400 feet of wooden property behind the berm. Is that still there, or is...
Yes, sir. Nothing has changed from the previous.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's some sort of barrier there for
yeah.
sound?
There's no housing or anything behind the berm for miles and miles.
All right. And you're still limiting it to 4 shooters at a time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that there's the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion that we approve case number 12,049
okay.
for a period of another 5 years. And for once a month.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
All right. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,049 for another period of 5 years and for a once a month shooting. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Thank you. Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,049 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Good evening.
You too. Next case, please.
Our next case is